Rio Tinto has announced Australia's biggest set of native title land use agreements with traditional owners in the Pilbara region. The agreements cover more than 70,000 square kilometres and will allow the company access to massive iron ore reserves. But while the deals are worth some $2 billion to the local Indigenous communities, the funds won't be paid out in cash. Only about $3,500 a year will be made available to individual traditional owners. The rest will be tied up in housing, business capital and scholarships over several decades. David Webber reports.
The Yamatji Malpa Aboriginal Corporation represents four of the five groups which have recently reached agreement with Rio. The corporation's Simon Hawkins.
Well, it moves away from agreements with the mining industry that was focused on best endeavours to more outcomes focused, and it requires a company and a traditional owners to make commitments that bind them for 40 years plus. It also involves genuine profit sharing between the company and traditional owners on activities on their land. Rio Tinto is talking about expanding the growth, and the fact that the traditional owner groups will be sharing in that profit is an enormous opportunity for traditional owners. Plus, Rio is talking about possibly 40 new mines over that life of that time. So it's the largest native title land use agreement in Australia's history. It is just an enormous opportunity for traditional owners in the Pilbara.
Rio's chief negotiator, Yanina Gawler, says the company has been working with more than 10 groups for several years. She says Indigenous people are concerned about the way the land will be managed. Ms. Gawler says the package includes an arrangement for some of them to become land management officers.
So the benefits are direct financial benefits, which will be going into trust funds, and that's a trust fund managed by traditional owners with independent trustees. And in addition, there's seven regional standards which bind the whole of Rio Tinto to performance, which is reported on annually to each of the groups and at a regional level, and that includes 14% Aboriginal participation in our workforce. We have commitments for 14% of purchase of supplies and contracts to local Aboriginal people, and we have spent over $300 million in the last 18 months, and we're bound to hold to cultural heritage protocols so that people are certain that we are doing the right thing, and we wanted to have a long-term partnership.
And the right thing means tying the royalties to programs rather than just handing out cash?
Indeed. We see that this is about both a benefits package, which is of course for land access and for land disturbance, but also that any funds go into trusts for long-term benefits for future generations, as well as for traditional owner community development, land access, mine planning and heritage protocols.
You said that there are still some agreements left to sign. What will it take to get those done?
Well, we have looked at ensuring that people have the benefit of native title determinations. Some of the groups were going through discussions about their boundaries, and we've engaged through the federal government with some assistance from the federal government. We've brought forward funding from the federal government for native title determinations, so we've been able to help accelerate that process because we are firmly committed to recognition of native title. And today's Mabo Day, so we see that as being a significant benefit. And indeed, this has been part of what people wanted in the recognition of native title.
So with those remaining agreements, there are some negotiations left. It's not a matter of just signing off at this point.
No. We're well down the track. We, of the 10 traditional owner groups or 11 traditional owner groups we engage with, we now have a settlement with seven. Some going back to the late 1990s, but instead of doing it on a piecemeal basis, which is historically the way in which mining industry has worked, the groups themselves said, well, look, there is a growth opportunity here. We will work with you. We will want to collaborate on growth. And we want to see some consistency in the way you, Rio Tinto, engage with us.
That's Rio's chief negotiator, Yanina Gawler. David Webber with that report.